Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we look towards the weekend and in the kind of the downhill side of this week's set of devotions on serving with patience, we're looking at sometimes an interesting topic, and for many people, a very difficult topic. And that's about patiently standing firm. As we serve people, there are things that they want and there are things that they need, and oftentimes they're not the same. And it requires this ability to patiently stand firm in serving according to what's needed rather than simply what's wanted. I'm not saying we ignore the wants and desires, but when those two things are in conflict, patiently standing firm says that the needs always win. And sometimes the difficulty is in having the patience to see the bigger picture, to see beyond today, to help those that we serve see beyond their immediate want and to how receiving what they need will prepare them for a better future. James describes it as a farmer who patiently waits. The planting has been done. He patiently waits through the spring rains, through the growing season, until the right time for harvest. He doesn't give up on his crop simply because it's not ready. He patiently waits as it receives all that is needed so that the harvest can take place in the proper time. And as we talked yesterday about patiently sharing God's word, today kind of becomes a good follow-up in standing firm in doing so, in not giving up. Sometimes there are people that we encounter who, well, they've been burned more than once by people who have talked one way and ended up living a different way. And there are times where you and I will be tested, not necessarily knowing that we're tested, but our words are heard, the sharing of God's word is heard, but the response doesn't come about yet. And it's not always that they've rejected it. Sometimes it's awaiting on their part to see if we really care, to see if we give up on them, to see if all we're after is another notch in our belt and then we move on. And this idea of patiently standing firm says that I'm not willing to back down on what God's word says, what I've shared from his word. I'm not the one that has the authority to offer exceptions, and that I stand firm on the truth as found in God's word. For many crops, as the illustration of James, it's fairly easy to observe when they're ready to harvest and when they're not. And so sometimes the patience required is simply a patient observing. But when I think of standing firm with patience, I think of standing firm in the midst of the unknown. When I was child, we grew fruit and vegetables, mostly vegetables, but a few small orchard of apple trees and some things. But potatoes were always one of those that we would plant and then would patiently wait. And I'd get anxious sometimes because I was young and I knew that once those potatoes were dug up, we could sell them and there would be money. But Dad would patiently stand firm. He wasn't about to let me go dig up those potatoes until it was the right time. He knew the goal was to harvest a crop of potatoes. That was my desire as well. The difference was he knew when was the right time to do that. And regardless of my pleas and my begging and my desire to do it on my time schedule, he would patiently stand firm and insist that I wait. And it wasn't simply about waiting until the optimum time to have the most potatoes. Looking back, I believe it was just as much about teaching me a lesson that I didn't know I even needed. And that's the joy of serving according to God's word, according to His instructions, is because not only do we learn lessons that we didn't know we needed, but we often teach lessons that those that are taught didn't know they needed. You see, patiently standing firm says, I'm not giving in. I'm not giving up. I'm going to be found faithful when Jesus returns for me. And whether that's in the time of my death or whether that's in the time of His return for those who are still alive, the goal is the same. The goal for me is to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. And that comes about to those who are willing to stand firm with patience, to learn to wait upon the Lord, to learn to trust His decision on when the proper time of harvest is, to not become weary in doing good, because in due time we will reap a harvest. You see, it's those things that we often think we know. And just as Scripture tells us that you know, we see in part, but He sees in full. And standing firm with patience, patiently standing firm, requires that I trust God. Requires that I stay the course. I love to go out exploring and hiking in various places. And sometimes I'll look at a map and not be real familiar with the scale that it's in and think a trail looks doable. That there might be some great reward at the end, a huge waterfall or who knows what. And it may give a distance, and I think, I can do that. But there are times that my unfamiliarity with a trail or an area will make me start to second-guess myself and begin to want, did I get off track? I should be there by now. I don't see it. Do I just turn around and go back? And most of the time I'll press on. That's kind of my nature. But there have been times where I've convinced myself that what was promised at the end must not be there. Somehow I had missed it. and I turn around and I go back, only to discover later through careful evaluation that I was almost there. That it would not have been that much longer. I did not patiently stand firm. I gave up. And God's desire as we serve is that we would patiently stand firm with a confidence that the reward promised is not moving. We've not missed it. It's not going to disappear or evaporate into thin air. It will be there when it's time. As we spend time today praying, I would encourage you to consider your level of impatience. How quickly you give up on something. And there are things that we need to give up on, don't get me wrong. But on those things that we find in God's Word that we really ought to stand firm on, how quickly do I give up when the result isn't as immediate as I expect it to be? I talked a little bit this week about how foolish it would be for someone to take fitness advice from me. But for many of us, that's kind of the American way. Not that I've ever set a goal of losing weight or a diet or anything like that, but for so many that do, one of the biggest reasons that they quit is because it doesn't seem to be working. So why bother? And when we serve people, one of the reasons many people quit serving in the way that God has created them to, in the way that He has called them to, is because in their mind it doesn't seem to be working. And God calls us to patiently stand firm on His foundation as we share His truth and allow Him to bring the harvest. And so in this evaluation of your impatience, it's not so much your overall impatience, but it's your impatience in serving. Are you willing to patiently stand firm as you serve people? Trusting that God will bring about the harvest, the changes, the help at just the right time. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible and so deep that you long for us to be faithful, knowing that it's for our good, that it's for our benefit, it's the best thing. Father, today as I pray, I ask that you would help each one of us to patiently stand firm on your word, on your truth, on our relationship with Jesus. Father, particularly in the area of serving people, may we stand firm with patience as we share what's needed, as we listen and understand the perceived needs, but stay focused on the real needs. Father, when the results aren't as quick as we would want or don't seem to be coming in a time frame that we anticipate, may we continue to patiently stand firm and to serve and to love and to share Jesus. Father, may it be the goal of every person listening to my words today that they would desire more than anything else to hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And Father, may we be confident of entering into your rest, a rest with you, as we patiently stand firm. Father, as we look to you, may we trust in your timing and trust in your ways, trust in your word, trust in your ability and desire to bring about the harvest at just the right time. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would learn this practice of patiently standing firm. I pray that in our interactions with children of all ages, that we would find that balance of this patient firmness without being overbearingly legalistic or harsh, but that our means of training and discipline would help children to grow. Just as my dad's patient firmness with me throughout my life has helped me to grow, even through times where I didn't realize I needed to grow and times I didn't want to grow. I pray that our clinging to your word, our patient refusal to give up on people, to give up on you, just as you refused to give up on us, I pray that doing so would bring about a harvest at just the right time. God, as I pray today, I pray for our nation. I pray for those that I personally know that are continuing to struggle with the effects of COVID, and some that are sick and trying to become well and gain strength and regain strength, and others that are struggling financially. Many that are struggling emotionally, and just the isolation has gotten to them. And I pray that we would patiently stand firm in serving people and doing what's right. And in doing so, we would be an encouragement to everyone that we encounter. And God, today, as we serve people, as we patiently stand firm on your word, may we do so in the same manner that you ask us to give answers, and that's with gentleness and respect. And may our serving people be done in the manners and ways and with the motives that desire that you would be made known. God, may we do that today by lifting up Jesus in every way possible, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.